98.5 The Bull. You got Tig, and hello to you, Daniel.
I got to be honest with you, Tig. I'm in a bit of hell right now trying to figure out the sound of Moolah returns Monday morning.
And that's where we play the like mystery sound. And if somebody misses it, we just keep adding money to the jackpot. What are we up to? Over $3,000 last time around.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Yeah. It's almost like that Monopoly game that comes to McDonald's and now Reese's. Like, the whole city plays. Everybody can, like, their friends and family at the office all play together. The problem is I got to come up with the sounds, and I'm racking my brain here. I cannot come up with a good sound.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You want it to be something simple so it's not crazy, but not too easy. I think the very first sound that got into the $1,000 or over $1,000 was a umbrella.
Yeah, opening the umbrella.
Automatic umbrella. What was the big sound last time was shaving cream.
Okay, yeah, it was the shaving cream coming out of the can, and that's what got over $3,000, right? Because every time you miss it, we just add, like, money to the pot. But I see what you're saying, because you don't want it to be, like, we don't want to drop horse dentures into an army helmet. Nobody would ever guess that. So we want it to be regular things you encounter. However, you also don't want it to be so easy that we're just getting it right off the bat and there's no drama and all that kind of stuff.
Why don't you do a sound then?
Because I suck at that. You know I'm not the creative
person. How do you know you suck? You've never done it one time.
We've always had a deal in our career, Daniel. You're the creative guy. I'm the business guy. And the sound sounds like a guy that's creative needs to take care of. Not the business guy.
I don't know,
who looks
though,
at data.
Because this sound is going to be worth a lot of money. I think maybe the business guy needs to come up with this sound this time.
You know what I'll do? So I get out of this. I'll do obvious stuff. I'll just flush the toilet and bring it to work. And
I'll do that. I too can play at this game, mister.
I'll make it so easy that it won't even be interesting to listen to.
Well, that's no fun
either.
So it'll
teach you a lesson that you need to be doing it.
But I would like you to, while you're around your house, this old piece of crap house you have, I wish you'd go around and maybe try to find, maybe record some sounds. You got the Tig's house like 100 years old, by the way. I mean, everything in there has to make a sound. Probably creaking doors and bats flying around.
You cannot sneak anywhere in my house without somebody knowing where you are, because it's like...
Yeah, can't we get some sounds from that?
Maybe
that
so.
That shanty you live in over there?
All right, I'll try. I mean, I could... All right, I'll do it. I'll get some sounds.
But here's the problem. Here's how we've always done it. I know the sound because I recorded it. Tig doesn't know. I imagine it has to drive you crazy not knowing the sound sometimes, because I will not tell Tig what it is.
No, I actually like it, because I've been to like River Spirit with you, and people want to know the sound, and you know the sound. And so it puts you in this position where you keep having to like fend off people. I don't know the sound, and I just say, I actually honestly swear I don't know the sound,
sometimes,
so there's no pressure on me.
Yeah, sometimes I'm the only person on earth that knows the sound, and it's a lonely existence. So much so that last time I told your little son, I was like, look, man, I got to tell somebody in case something happens to me.
In case you get run over by a Pepsi truck, somebody's got to know.
So I told him, he's 8 years old. I said, Mac, here's the sound.
So when are we starting the sound of Moolah again?
Monday.
Oh, this upcoming
Monday.
So
we're running out of time to get a sound.
I'll get some sounds. I'll see what you think. But I don't know. I'm not creative like you, man. You're good at that stuff.
You don't have to be creative to record a sound.
All right, so I'll go capture some sounds at my 100-year-old garbage pail I live in, according to Daniel, and we'll see how it goes. But we return to the sound of Moolah on Monday, right here on 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. You know what's complicated, Daniel? Especially if you got a range of ages doing this. Like, I had some people over at my house, and their ages ranged from like 2 years old all the way up to 9 years old. And I had to arrange an Easter egg hunt. Now, that's a hard task. I know it sounds easy, like you just go out there and you put eggs down, but it's unfair to the two-year-old to make it complicated at all. And so some of them you just throw out in the yard randomly. But then the big kids, they go, oh, look at all the eggs in the yard, and they go get them real quick. It's hard to really figure out a good strategy for Easter egg hunting where everybody gets the generally the same amount of eggs.
You do two hunts. Two rounds.
Well, why didn't you tell me that? Because I did one hunt, and it was like a two-year-old versus a nine-year-old. And guess what? The two-year-old did not do very good.
You got to do rounds. In other words, the first one is for the bigger kids. Then maybe after that, you do one for the little kids. Bigger kids help hide the eggs.
I see. And you know what I found? Also, I had bought this Easter egg hunt kit, where the eggs were already preloaded with candy. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to open up the eggs and put like a whatever in there. They were already preloaded. So that was a convenience. However, the golden egg, you know what it was? It wasn't a golden egg at all.
$1,000.
No, it wasn't even in a golden egg. It was a house.
Like a tiny house.
It was so weird.
What?
It was like a tiny doghouse. And that was the grand prize. And in there was just a little extra candy and like tattoos and stuff. I was like, where's the golden egg, man?
You got to put a little money in that golden egg. You want to see some people turn into vicious animals, almost like the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Put about a $20 bill. Mm-hmm. If you really want to drive people crazy, put a $100 bill in that thing. Tell all the kids there's a golden egg. They will fight like savages.
Yeah.
Almost like gladiators in the Roman Empire.
Love my cousins. Play ball with them. Have Thanksgiving with them. When there's a golden egg involved, expect an elbow to your nose.
Stab him right in the back.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Easter Sunday is coming up, and it was always funny. I went to church every Sunday of my life growing up, Daniel. And we always had our favorite, like so much so that we had a pew that was kind of our pew. It wasn't official.
Okay.
It was just that's where my dad always wanted to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, it wasn't that crowded at the church, so you could always sit there. But funny thing, Easter Sunday, oh boy, it was like the Super Bowl in those churches, man. And my dad would get so frustrated on Easter Sunday because we couldn't have our regular spot. You know, people like,
How you gonna get mad at church, first of all?
Well, that's what he did. Like, you know, we had our regular pew that we always sat in. And then Easter Sunday, people who hadn't been there in 1 year come in and take your spot. That did not sit well with him. He did not do what Jesus would do. He got furious.
My dad would go on Easter Sunday, and he would, he also got church mad. What is it about all of our dads got church mad for some reason?
That's a place that'll make you angry sometimes.
He said, you go on Easter. My mom and I would go every Sunday. My dad very rarely went to church. I guess because when he was little, he was forced by his parents to go every time the doors were open. So when he got to be an adult, he didn't want to go as often. But he would get upset if he would go, and then the pastor would then kind of get on to people that didn't come the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
You know, church, a lot of politics in church, by the way.
Oh, there's a ton.
More politics in church.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Than anything else. And it makes out-of-church politics seem almost normal. Like
benign.
Not as contentious. I remember one time I went to a church, and the pastor, I guess, was ousted or something like that, and they had to get a new pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, it was a complete disaster.
I've heard of that happening where half the church wanted the guy to stay, half didn't want him to go. And so they, like, broke off and started another church, it's a big old mess.
I remember one time, just to how contentious it would be, this guy goes, Brother James, he can't be the pastor because he smokes. He smokes. And then another guy would stand up and said, well, if Brother Jamie, you sold him the cigarettes because the guy owned a gas station.
Oh, my God.
So it all got into like that kind of craziness.
98.5, The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
I'm very excited tonight. I will go see at Tulsa Performing Arts Center To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Presented by Celebrity Attractions. Do you think you'll take your son to go see that, or is he a little too young? He's 8.
Maybe a little bit too young, but that is one of the best stories ever told. It's a wonderful story, To Kill a Mockingbird, and I would love to see that myself. I that's one of the only books that I went and like bought on purpose to read that I wasn't told to by my English teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you're forced to read growing up, and, you know, it kind of stinks, but that was one of those ones. I did that, and I did A Catcher in the Rye. A wonderful book.
Well, so you got to go see this. I'll let you know how it is tomorrow, but I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal. All those plays, if you go see those, are good. The Tulsa Performing Arts Center. We're very lucky to have that. You don't have to drive. You don't have to fly to New York to go see a Broadway show.
Go see some of this stuff. That's right. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig, you like to feel guilt, don't you?
Oh, I am just bathed in guilt my whole life.
Tig is a young Catholic man, and I think that's a big part of y'all's life, right?
Well, you feel guilt throughout your life about things, you know?
Yeah. Well, a new type of guilt just dropped, so you need to get in on this. This dropped on TikTok. It's called Sunshine Guilt. What do you think Sunshine Guilt is?
I have no idea.
It's basically when you feel guilty that you don't want to spend time outside on a beautiful, sunny day. Here's a TikToker explaining it.
Yeah, okay.
What do you want to wait?
I had many questions.
Okay,
but
what are the questions?
Well, I guess he's going to explain it, or she's going to explain it, so we'll just listen.
Okay, here.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
There you go. Sunshine guilt.
Yeah. You know what? I actually use that to my advantage in a way.
How's that now?
Well, let's say we all go through this. It's like, geez, I should probably clean up the house a little bit. However, if it's a beautiful day, I don't touch the house. I get outside. I'll save that for a rainy day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If there's a show I want to watch, that's a rainy day thing. I'm not going to not go outside to watch a new Curb Your Enthusiasm or something.
So you know what I'm saying? So you feel some sunshine guilt or no?
No, because I actually, I'm the opposite, man. When it's sunny, I feel sunshine pleasure.
Hey, now. Well, you won't feel any sunshine pleasure today because it is awful outside. It is ridiculous.
Today's a cleaning day.
I'm mad at today. And we just talked to Casey from Chubbs and Casey over K-Hits. Got a T-ball game tonight. She's got to sit out there and endure this.
How cold is it going to be?
How cold is it right now?
36, according to my car.
Isn't that the worst? Sitting out there at a baseball game when the weather's brutal. You know, the kids are cold. You're cold.
Yep.
Do you have any sports events today?
I got one tomorrow afternoon.
She's got a double whammy today. Daughter in softball, son in baseball. What are you parents doing? Yeah. How do you find the time?
I have no idea. I've only got one kid, and I'm like, I can't sleep sometimes because of all the stuff that's going to happen.
And he's doing too much. What is he in now? Like baseball, basketball, chess.
Wants to play flag football and all that stuff. It's a busy time of life.
He's not Bo Jackson. He can't do it all. Tell him to choose two.
Why don't you go tell him that?
I will.
He doesn't like that conversation. It's 98.5 The Bull, 7 minutes away, Daniel, from Blake Shelton, all for the haul. And who knows what surprise guest might show up. That's in 7 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel, and you joined us at a great time. It's the bullfight, and I think people like we've had people call up Daniel and try to win tickets for the bullfight.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, they just wanted to play the bullfight more than they wanted the tickets. However, today you got Blake Shelton tickets. So. Yeah.
Everybody wants these tickets. We've got Danny on line one. We've got Chase on line two. And since, Tig, you wanted to criticize my game today, you will have to play. It will be a menage a trois. If you win, you will determine the winner. And I hope you get put right on the spot.
You know what? I know what you're going to do.
I hope your day is ruined.
You're going to give me all the hard questions, so I look like a moron this morning.
No, you already look like a moron. Danny, technical support? What does that mean? What do you do? Like, you go to work and you'll do what?
Well, I work remotely.
Okay.
She got back on that speakerphone.
I know, technical support. And then, you know, here's the problem. It's always perfectly clear until we get live on the air, and then it sounds like all hell's breaking loose.
Yeah.
Danny, somebody's got their radio turned way up.
Is it better now?
Yeah, much better. Technical support, okay, where at?
Civic Plus, and I work remotely, so I don't physically go anywhere but my home.
Back at it again.
Somebody's on speaker.
Just hang up on them both.
That's punishable.
Chase. Plumber? Mullen Plumbing?
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you today?
I'm not for sure. I'm just getting here. We'll see, though.
All right. Tig, what do you do for a living?
I babysit you.
Yeah, babysit me. All right, guys. All the answers have the word three in them. It is a menage a trois. You'll be playing against Tig, and we will start with Danny, owners of hot, cold, and just right porridge.
Hot, cold, and just right porridge. The Three Bears.
The Three Bears is correct.
Yeah.
Three Bears. Again, all the answers have the word three in them. Chase, finish this phrase. Two's company.
Three amigos.
Two's company, three amigos. Incorrect. Two's company, three's a crowd. Tig, the clue is you're out.
Strike three.
Three strikes is correct. With that, Danny has one. Chase has zero. Tig has one. Danny, this is the big bad wolf's prey.
The three pigs.
The three little pigs. I will look to the judge for that. Okay, you'll allow it. Chase, let's get you on the board here. This is what a typical play has.
Three main characters.
That is incorrect. We're looking for three acts. Tig. The clue is hip, hip, hooray. Three cheers.
Okay.
Danny, your kid is in distress?
Yeah, she's trying to say hi. She wants to play.
Well, put her on. We'll say hello to her.
All right. Say
What's her name?
Paige.
Hello, Paige. Right. It's Tiger Daniel.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey now. Hello to you. All right.
She's wildly impressed.
I know. Danny. Yeah. Ebenezer's Christmas Eve visitors. Ebenezer's.
The three ghosts.
The three ghosts. Correct. Chase. Larry, Curly, and Moe.
I don't know.
That would be the Three Stooges. Tig. This is what a Cerebus has.
Well, considering I don't know what that is.
That it has three heads.
Oh, well, my bad.
Moron. Danny.
That's a fake animal?
It ain't real. Danny. The clue is see how they run.
See how they run.
See how they run.
See. How does the song go, Tug? See how they run?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
See how they run. Three run run.
Three run run is incorrect. That is three blind mice.
Oh, three blind mice.
Chase, let's get you on the board here. The Magi, otherwise known as wise men. We were looking for the three wise men.
You gave him a pretty good clue there.
That was pretty good. Tig. ...1979 nuclear accident.
3 Mile Island.
3 Mile Island is correct. Final questions, guys. Danny? This is a saying that means drunk.
Seeing triple three.
Seeing triple three is incorrect. Looking for three sheets to the wind.
Ah, oh, I haven't heard that one.
You never heard that guy's three sheets to the wind?
No. Nope.
Chase, at this point, there's no way for you to win. You haven't gotten any right. Tig's gotten two. Tig, this is everyone's favorite fatty acid.
I don't want to answer right because I want her to get the tickets. I know the answer, but...
Well, what is it?
I don't want to get it right.
So you're throwing the game?
I'm going to throw it.
You have no...
Because I know what you...
What?
Okay, I'll answer it.
Okay, what is it?
I got it. All right, so Omega-3.
Omega-3, yes. And with that, Tig and Danny are tied. We must now go to a tie-breaking situation.
Let's do it.
And I'm out of three questions. All right, here we go.
So the way the tiebreaker works is, Danny, this question is for the both of us at the same time. The way we buzz in is we just say our name, and then Daniel will give us a chance to answer whoever buzzes in first.
Okay.
Here we go.
So just say your name if you know it.
Okay.
Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
I'm going to go ahead and just buzz us on that one.
You don't know that one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Three Musketeers, guys.
The Three Gods?
Oh, the Three Gods.
The Three Gods. I'm out of questions with three in them. So.
Well, you know what I was going to do anyway. I was not going to take the tickets if I won. And since she did the best at the quiz, I think she probably deserves them. So, Danny, you're going to go see Blake Shelf tonight.
Woohoo!
All right, Danny, Paige, congratulations, you guys. You've won the 98.5 The Bullfight. If you guys could do me one last favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bullfight.
Did you see that that awful story out of Baltimore this morning? A major, like a gigantic ship. I mean, with a ship of containers stacked up 5 and 6 high, hit a bridge this morning.
I woke up to the news of it, and I saw the clip, and it looks like something out of a movie. I mean, it doesn't knock down a little bit of the bridge. That's the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right?
Is that what it is?
The Key Bridge. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it knocked the whole thing, several cars in the water.
They're still looking for people. I mean, could you imagine you're driving across a bridge and then the road just disappears in front of you? And this this gigantic ship hit this bridge. And you think with all the modern technology these ships have, I mean, how in the world does that happen?
I mean, I think they're just right now. I just looked at the headline, active search and rescue underway. I mean, 7 people missing. The number could change. It's a very large incident, the fire chief says.
Yeah, and you just wonder, like, did the captain not recognize he couldn't fit under the bridge, or did there was some malfunction? And then I remembered this, that I was in New Orleans once on a church trip. We went to New Orleans, which is a great place for a church trip, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we get down there, and there's this shopping mall called the Riverwalk, and it's right on the water. And I remember it had a Krispy Kreme donuts in it, and it had that store that all teens like to go to where they had, like, what was it called? Where there was, like, scandalous stuff in that store.
Oh, Spencer's.
Yeah, and they had one of those in there. And, I have no idea why on a church trip they would allow us to go in that place. But anyway, we're like, minding our own business in this Riverwalk, and then we just hear this over and over and over. It would not say. And we look up, and there's a ship coming towards the Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, and it did hit the shopping mall. And I mean, like, people fell in the water, and, like, stores went down in the water. And I remember the helicopters were circling, looking for people, and it turned out the ship had lost power. So the captain had no way to turn the boat.
It's you had suspected that maybe that's what happened. And according to CNN, they say the ship lights flickered and veered off course shortly before the bridge was hit. So maybe the ship did lose power, and
then if you lose the power, you can't move the rudders, and then
yeah, it must weigh tons and tons and tons and tons.
You can't stop a ship that easily. I mean, doesn't it take them like 3 miles just to turn it around? Those gigantic ships. I mean, this was a juggernaut of a ship that hit this bridge, and so those poor people and
several vehicles are believed to have fallen into the water, including one as large as a tractor trailer. Thank God this happened kind of overnight. Could you imagine if it were rush hour traffic?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be following that story and thinking about those folks. It's 8:02 with Tyga and Daniel. These 4 people in Baltimore this morning. It's 98.5 The Bull, a gigantic ship. I mean, like, one of the biggest ships you've ever seen hit a bridge this morning. And as people were driving, and to Daniel's point, it luckily wasn't rush hour driving, we don't think. But the bridge collapsed. And I don't mean, like, a little collapse. I mean, the thing just fell into the water.
It looks like, and you can see this online, it looks like something out of a movie, right?
Yes. And unfortunately, they're looking for people. They think a lot of cars. It's like, we're in the beginning stages of this. They don't really know how many cars are down in the water. They don't know how many people were on the bridge exactly.
A lady called and said there was a malfunction. Power kind of goes off, but the people that are piloting or captaining the barge knew what was going to happen. And they call and they're like, hey, we're adrift here and who knows what's about to happen. Could you imagine the nightmare of seeing this coming?
They couldn't. Yeah, I mean, what a horrible feeling that crew must have had to know they're drifting towards a bridge, and they can't stop that ship. And, tough day for Baltimore today. Hey, good morning. It's Tyga Dana. What's up?
Hey, you guys were talking about the bridge collapse, and y'all know that happened here in Oklahoma, too.
Tell me about that.
It's it was quite a few years ago, probably back closer to 2004, but yeah, a barge hit the I-40 bridge down at Weber's Falls, and it took a lot of cars down and took down the whole bridge.
Man, it took down the whole bridge?
It just about, yeah. I still see cars driving around here in Tulsa that have there's one that has a sticker on the back that says survivor of the I-40 bridge collapse.
Oh, wow.
What happened with that? There was a malfunction and they accidentally hit a pillar that was holding the bridge up?
I don't know if it was a malfunction or if it was I guess they call him the pilot, you know, the ship's captain, whatever.
Yeah,
error,
yeah, yeah.
Goodness gracious, I didn't know that.
It took it down. So that's why they were worried back whenever it flooded and they had that barge that was that broke loose. They were worried because it was heading towards those bridges and stuff.
Oh, I remember that. It's been a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
Apparently a bridge is like no match for these things. I mean, it's very dangerous.
How does one even stop a barge? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I mean, even like, I go to your dad's lake house with you sometimes, and you get on that pontoon boat, and even with a motor, I'm trying not to, like, when I have to park it, it's hard to get that thing to stop, you know?
I don't know if they had, like, a giant anchor or something they throw down really quickly.
Well, tragedy in Baltimore, so we'll be following that. They're looking for folks in the water there that were driving across a bridge, and you can imagine how scary that must have been for everybody involved in that, so... Big story out of Baltimore this morning. It's 8:10 at 98.5 The Bull.
Don't look at me.
At 8:13, it's 98.5 The Bull with Tig. And hello to you, Daniel.
I talked about my new look yesterday, how I'm doing a 80s summer. Curls for the girls, 80s for the ladies.
You got this weird hair thing going on. I don't know what that
is. You're saying it's weird, buddy, but you love it.
I love it.
You do. And it's putting a lot of pressure on you because we have people come in and they look at me and they go, oh, nice new look. I'm intrigued. I can't wait to see it in all of its glory when it's completed. And then they look to you and say, what are you going to do? And then you just have to look there and say, nothing. I've given up.
Do you think that people, honest question, people are noticing you have a different look?
Yeah, and they love
it. That is true.
Yes.
However, do you think they're patronizing you?
No.
Like, you know, if somebody gets a haircut and it's bad,
listen, buddy,
you still go, hey, you got a haircut.
When you look good, you feel good.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing.
When you look beautiful, you feel beautiful.
Right.
So you feel like you're cute today.
Looking good, buddy. I catch a little glimpse at myself in the mirror sometimes. I go, oh, man, you got it going on.
But give me an idea, and I'm trying to paint the picture because, you know, we're an audio medium.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel... You've seen him in pictures, I'm sure. I mean, he's generally got like a regular haircut.
Regular, yes.
Yeah, curly hair a little bit. But now he's got this thing that if he wore a ball cap, all his hair would be sticking out in the back.
Listen, imagine Patrick Swayze in the movie Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm doing an 80s summer.
Okay, so you're going for an 80s haircut.
And I'm
going
to debut this thing at the Blake Shelton Show this weekend.
Oh, boy. Well, what a draw.
I believe people will be... in the BOK Center, they will not be able to focus on Blake Shelton. They're going to be checking out my 80s summer look.
But for lack of a better word, this is a process. Like, you're not...
It's a transformation.
When do we get to the completion?
I'm in a cocoon.
I see. So you're about to become a butterfly.
Yes.
When will we see this?
Well, it's going to take a minute. I have to get tan. I'd like to lose 50 to 60 pounds. to get in great summer shape. A very thin... Taniel will emerge this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The wind beneath Tulsa's wings will shine like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Shiz.
Or both. But I mean, people who want to put this in their calendar, like when can we expect what I would call maturation of this look?
I would say the look will have a soft open this weekend at the BOK Center.
Okay. Like restaurants do.
Now, the grand opening of the look will be when I finally achieved my tan and all that.
But that's what my question is. When do we get to the grand opening?
You don't rush Picasso, buddy.
Okay. Well, you look.
Buddy, you know it looks good. And I want to know what you're going to do. How are you now going to step up to the plate? Because everybody's asking, well, what's Dirty Bird going to do?
I don't know. I'm not creative like you. Could I, as a stash in us?
Could you do something? I'm tired of looking at these same old half zips, quarter zips, whatever you call them, 20, 30 years now. You got to mix it up a little bit.
I dress like a CPA or something, right?
No, not even that. I don't know what you dress like, but could you mix it up a little?
I will. I just asked you about a mustache, and you won't talk to me about it.
Okay. Mustache. That's all you're going to do.
But for me, that would be a
Let's
shocking...
change up those blouses a little bit, buddy.
My clothes?
Yeah, man.
I feel like I look good today. Don't scratch your forehead when I say that.
You look fine, but I'm saying it's the same look you've had. Your yeah. wardrobe is like Ronald McDonald's. Like, he wore that same yellow jumpsuit for like 50 years. That's you, man. Mm-hmm. Like Ernest, you always dress the same. In fact, you're starting to look a lot like Jim Varney from Ernest.
I thought he was a handsome dude. Ernest Goes to Camp?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a babe.
Yeah? Let's mix it up a little.
The sexy overalls? What if I...
You think Ernest wore overalls?
What did he wear?
Can't do it. Can't do a show with you anymore. The guy did not wear overalls.
I thought he wore blue jeans stuff.
He wore a denim vest, okay. A t-shirt, and
well,
brown hat.
How about
hat.
That?
I would love it.
Okay.
Any variation,
okay.
I would love.
Why are you so interested in my fashion?
Because you got to step into the plate, buddy.
Okay. So Daniel's going to dress like Patrick Swayze or something.
80s summer.
Mm. What if I pull up? What if you're... Oh, I got it. You're Patrick Swayze. I'm Mr. Bean.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That'll
work. We do that. 8:17 with the new look and new feel of the show with Daniel's new fashion. It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. And that guy right there, he's doing a show over the Hard Rock. And Daniel, you got free tickets this morning, and Stacy's on the line from us. What city do you live in, Stacy?
I live in Claremore.
Claremore, Stacy.
Stacy, have they did the renovations on that big blue whale yet?
They started. The big stuff hasn't been done yet as far as, like, being able to, I think, go in the water. But they've done a lot of work to it. It looks great.
But they haven't done anything. Like, I didn't want them to do too much. I didn't want them to put, like, a cell phone in its hand and all that kind of thing. They didn't. It still looks kind of like from the 70s, right?
Right. It still has the same feel and look to it.
Okay, good, good. That's what I was hoping for. Well, Stacy, she's a nurse over at the, St. John's?
St. Francis.
If somebody wants to just come in there and eat lunch at the cafeteria, can you just go to a hospital and just go in there and eat lunch?
I suppose you could.
Is it expensive?
It's not the cheapest lunch you could probably get.
I thought it'd be like a dollar.
You know what I always find funny about hospitals? I don't know about St. Francis, but the one by my house. You know how doctors, like, don't eat junk food and stuff like that? Then they got a vending machine down there, and they're selling Frito-Lay chips and stuff. Shouldn't they just put carrots in those vending machines?
There might be a couple of healthier options, but definitely probably more unhealthy options than the healthy stuff.
Yeah. They're like, now don't eat chips, but then they sell chips right there.
I think it's a hospital. They can't have a candy bar in there? Just want them to have carrots in there? Anyway, you're getting me all off course, Tig, here. Listen, Stacy, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. You're trying to go see Josh Turner at the Hard Rock Live inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. You'd also like to win the Live Live experience, where you'll get to stay at the hotel and have dinner for two at McGill's on 19. Am I right?
That sounds great, yes.
All right. I've got car names by alternate definition. Ty can help you out with these. These are all car names by alternate definition. You'll kind of see where I'm going with this once we get going. The alternate definition is wild horse. It's the Ford blank.
Mustang.
Ford Mustang is correct. If you need Tig's help, you'll just cry out to Tig, say, Tig, I need your help. You made a vow, okay?
Okay.
Up next, this is a Spanish celebration, the Ford blank.
Ford Fiesta.
Fiesta is correct. Up next, this is an international agreement or the Honda blank.
Tig, help me.
No, you say, Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
Tig, I need your help. We made a vow.
An international agreement.
Yes, the Honda blank.
Is this a prevalent car, or is this like a dark horse that we don't really hear about a lot?
Dark horse? What are you talking about, man?
I don't know. The Civic?
Well, then go ahead and buzz yourself.
Okay.
And buzz Stacy. You've let her down. It's the Honda Accord. The Honda Accord.
Now I feel like a fool.
Yeah, you should. Give yourself another buzz, Tig. All right. Stacy, this is a type of poisonous snake or a dodge blank.
Viper.
Viper is correct. Do they still make the viper, Tig? Do you know?
I don't know. Do I look like Henry Ford? I don't know any of that stuff.
I don't think they do, because people used to kind of criticize the Dodge Viper.
Why?
Just because it was like they felt like you're a jerk if you drove the Viper around. Up next, this is a type of nuclear power or the Ford blank.
Ford.
Again, Ty can help you if you need his help. You will say, yeah. Ty, I need your help. You made a vow.
Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
Is that Fusion?
The Ford Fusion is correct.
Oh, yes.
And finally, this is a person who handles horses and cattle or a Jeep blank.
Oh, my goodness. I should know this.
Tig, I guess.
Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
The Jeep blank. Tig, what is it? Tig, you're really letting her down today.
I don't know anything about...
It's Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately...
I was going to say the Jeep Ranch Hand, but then that didn't
make any Jeep
sense.
Wrangler. Unfortunately, Tig and Stacy did not get enough to win.
Get out of here.
Man, Tig, you
really let her down, and unfortunately, you're not winning the tickets.
Oh, boy. Well, bummer. Okay.
You know what? I'm the wind beneath Tulsa's wings. I'm going to let you have it. It's the least I can do.
Oh, well, thank you.
Remember that Tig cost you the tickets, and then I saved you. So you have now won tickets to see Josh Turner inside the Hard Rock Live Hotel and Casino August 15th. And now you're also qualified to win the Live Life. You're welcome. Again, it's the least I can do. Could you do me a favor, Stacy? Give me three numbers and an animal.
It's 98.5.
The Bull. A few days for...
We get up to about 51 today, a little cooler than we've been used to. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull.
Woke up this morning, complete misery out there.
Mm-hmm. No, but 32 is not that bad. It's because you're used to the warmer weather. 32, on those days when it's been 4 degrees for like 2 weeks and you get to 32, it feels like a spring day.
Hang on to Thursday, we're getting up to 68. And then even on Saturday, like 80. And then Sunday, 81. I've got a story here of a guy, a veteran, Tig. He's turning 106 years old. And what do I always like to hear when it's a veteran?
What was their secret to their longevity?
Yeah, they always give you, like, advice.
Mm-hmm.
A World War II veteran out of Texas celebrated his 106th birthday, and even his heart doctor says he could make it to 110 even. Here's this guy named Carl giving out some wisdom on life and living that long.
You can always kind of get a chuckle out of it. When I tell them, well, I didn't die, I don't know what kind of good advice I could give anyone. All I know is from my own experience, do the best you can with what you've got. Go out and look out the windows, and I say to myself, I guess my life ain't exactly too bad.
All right, well, that was useless, Carl. Just go look at the windows.
Go look at the windows. Enjoy. Live in the moment, maybe. He was born in 1918.
Could you imagine, man?
The First World War kind of guy.
I got to feel like it'd be so sad to be 106 years old. You're the last, you know?
Yeah, I remember when I was in college, and this does not necessarily relate, but it was a little minor, like a little tiny version of what he must feel, is that I took a little longer to graduate from college, like an extra semester.
Uh-huh.
And all my buddies left and went and got jobs and stuff. And I was just stuck, you know, with everything had changed. And so I wonder if somebody like him, he is having a long life, but all his friends were dead 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly like what you went through in college, Doug.
Yeah, I can relate to him.
There was a quote by Joan Rivers back when she was alive that really, really broke my heart. And she said, at this point in my life, there's nobody, not a single soul out there that I can turn to and go, remember when?
Oh, no. Well, thanks for that, Daniel.
I just want you to relate that great about your college story again. Well, moved me.
It was a tough time.
You're like, this is exactly what I went through in college one day, like, when all my friends graduated.
I didn't have anybody to drink with anymore. Mm-hmm. It was tough times. I just wrote in my journal.
So happy birthday, Carl.
Carl, 1918. How about that?
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.